The sole constitutional requirement of the legislature is now taken care of, and that's in the form of the budget.
That's exactly right. We actually finished it a couple of days early. The deadline would have been Friday that we had to have the budget finished. There's a lot of work that goes into that by the Appropriations Committee members. I am not on the Appropriations Committee, but I understand the difficulty they face each year. One of the problems that state government faces every year is that via so many programs that the state has implemented through the years, we've created quite a dependency on the state. Once you've created a dependency, you have a lot of those dependents coming in and wanting to increase their dependency or at least maintain it. And the budget chair and those Appropriations Committee members have to deal with that each year. And there never seems to be enough money paid by the taxpayers to satisfy all the people that want tax dollars. And so they have to balance that. And the budget is the balance of that. This year's budget is somewhat less than $29 billion. It's increased once again. Funding to many departments have increased again. Medicaid funding has increased. Education funding has taken almost $100 million of increase. And as a result, with financial times still being somewhat difficult in Missouri, then some other programs have had to actually suffer some. But that's the job of the Appropriations Committee. It's not always a popular job for them. They have to balance those expectations. And this year, they did it supremely well. The budget passed much more easily than it sometimes does. And I think that's a tribute to how well they've worked together and how hard they've strived to not just appropriate dollars, but explain those appropriations so that people understood why the decisions that were made were made. I have to give all credit to Senator Brown and to his committee members for being able to get that and get it done even a couple of days early.
There were a couple of measures, one in the Senate, one in the House, that touch on tax reform. And we've talked about those before as well. How important are those when, again, you talk about Missouri State brings in usually more revenue, you know, year B than year A? Is it time to really address all these and see where the money's going and how much money you can ask from the taxpayers?
I think there is. I think it's time for that. And I think that really should be examined every year, whether or not we are taxing appropriately, both in how we tax and in how much we tax. There were a number of tax issues brought up this year. Senator Koenigs has moved further than Senator Igles. Both of those were tax reductions. The design of those is to, I guess you could say, to kickstart Missouri's economy, to move it forward, to accelerate it if possible. One of the concerns with some of the tax reform advocates has been that too many times we want to re-engage the economy in order to get more tax dollars. There are some of us that are concerned that we need to be careful how we spend those tax dollars and maybe re-examine some of that. Part of that, there are some tax policies that are better than others. My personal preference is a consumption tax. I have worked to try to promote the consumption tax for a number of years. I think there are a few other supporters in the Senate. I don't know the House as well as I used to, so I don't know where the support is there. I would love to see us move Missouri off the income tax completely and to a consumption tax. I think there is a path for that. It's a lot of work, and it would take a constitutional amendment to do it right, and so it would have to go to a vote of the people. But that should be looked at, and we should address both how we tax and how much we tax, and that's the job of the legislature, I think, every year.
Also for you, your kindergarten through third grade reading bill is making some progress in the Senate.
It is. I expect to send it to the House. We've had some discussions with the House, and I think it's going to be a priority for them and that they're going to be able to move it, even though we're very close to the end of the session. And obviously, there's lots of competition for floor time and committee hearing time in both chambers. But I was pleased to see that we were able to move that. In other states where something similar to that has been implemented, they've seen significant improvements in the reading skills of students as they progress through high school. The way that bill is written, that reading will be tracked not just in K through 3, but throughout their high school career until they achieve a reading level that's commensurate with their grades. It doesn't stop at third grade. It continues to be monitored and continues to be applied until they're reading at the grade level that they should. And I think that's significant. Once you teach a young person to read, you can almost turn them over to their reading to learn everything else. I mean, that is such a critical skill. It's absolutely fundamental. And if we can improve how students are reading including in Missouri, will see education improve.
Why third grade? Is that just something that's been proven to be those are the critical 4 years?
The studies and the research that is done focuses largely on fourth grade performance. Usually what the experts think is that if you're not reading at a fourth grade level when you're promoted to fourth grade, then there are really some significant impacts on your future education. Most of the focus throughout the country, I think, has been on that K-3 to make sure that students are reading at a fourth grade level when they are promoted to fourth grade.